Blackstone Audio presents The Company She Kept, a Joe Gunther novel by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. To Margot, for what you contribute, for what you take in stride, what I feel for you would go well over waffles. Chapter 1.
Pull over, Doug. I want to get a shot of this.
Uncomplaining, Doug Nielsen checked his mirrors, slowed down shy of the interstate crossover, marked emergency use only, and eased their rig across the empty northbound lane, to the scenic pull-off his wife had indicated. A cautious man, he was wary of any black ice that could launch them through the slender barricade and over the straight drop beyond it into Margie's planned panorama. He didn't falter artist's eye. The view from this ledge was vast, inspiring, and beautiful. The Connecticut River, far below, lined by glimmering fresh snow, sparkled in the late afternoon sun, which itself was the only object visible in a stark, freezing, ice-blue sky. A few farms stretched out to both sides of the winding river, empty of crops or livestock, until their fields bumped up against the opposing Vermont and New Hampshire foothills. Several homes sported thin plumes of wood smoke from their chimneys, making Doug think of feather quills protruding from toy-sized inkwells. He thought it might have been the sheer antiquity of everything before him that stirred up such an old-fashioned image, since, barring a barely visible utility line and a narrow paved road far in the distance, he guessed that little before him had changed much in over 200 years. He and Margie had been vacationing for the past week in the Green Mountain State.